Chapter 2. Terrible Seeds. 10 years later, my parents flew from Boston out to Colorado to help me settle into the dormitory. Going to college here was a fight I'd won. My father thought I could have done better. Now, seated in the back seat of the rental car, I found myself in the beige otherworld of Colorado Springs. It was the paved Front Range, a vast and continuous strip mall. One grand field of Carl's Jr.'s and Taco Bell's and Easy Money Pay Loans and Starbucks. Repeating. The streets were straight and wide. It seemed in fashion to have a little American flag fastened to your car's antenna. This artless red, white, and blue town was my new home. Liberal me. It made me laugh. I was in the flats. The mountains were out there, somewhere beyond the concrete plains. The college was a supposed oasis in the city. The campus itself was verdant, tree-shadowed, a liberal arts school nestled amid the sprawl of this conservative military town. The year before I applied, the Princeton Review ranked us the number 3 reefer school. Here, weed was more popular than alcohol. Students were attractive and artistic. We could study modern dance and filmmaking. We had galleries. Studio art was actually a major. The Princeton Review described the school's vibe as intellectual and all-around chill. Nothing bad should have happened here. There's a story about the start of her college days that Mom used to tell me in my childhood bedroom as I relaxed into my dreams. A true story. On the second day of my mother's freshman orientation, at a crowded mixer in the student union, my mom somehow got pushed up against the wall. A boy was pushed up next to her, and they glanced at each other. He said something to her. It was not romantic like the scene in West Side Story in which Maria and Tony spot each other from across the gym floor, she would say to me. Sometimes she'd laugh. We probably talked about where we came from. When the boy said he was from the Bronx, I probably said, my mother was from the Bronx too. I don't remember if we danced at all. I don't remember when or if he and I even...